Now, zookeepers in Edinburgh have said this week that they're uncertain whether a giant panda in the city zoo might be about to give birth to a cub. So why is it so notoriously difficult to get pandas to breed in captivity? And how can there be so much doubt over whether one is actually pregnant or not? Well, to find out, here's Dominic Ford and Kate Lamble with this week's Quickfire Science.
Giant pandas are native to only a small mountainous region in central China. They're thought to be no more than 3,000 of the animals remaining in the wild, and 300 living in captivity.
Bamboo makes up 99% of a panda's diet, but its nutritional value is so poor that each animal has to eat between 30 and 60 kilograms every day.
That bamboo also contains so much fibre that a panda may need to defecate up to 40 times a day.
To compound the problem, pandas have a digestive system similar to that of other bears, adapted for eating meat rather than a vegetarian diet.
Their poor diet means that mother pandas have little energy to spare on raising cubs, and their babies are tiny and almost completely helpless at birth.
Even after a year, panda cubs have typically grown to only a third of their full adult weight.
In the womb, panda fetuses are unusual in that they do not implant until several weeks into the pregnancy, making it difficult to tell whether a female is pregnant.
Normally, a spike in the hormone progesterone a few weeks before birth tells vets that a female is expecting. But while Tian Tian, the panda at Edinburgh Zoo, had such a spike last month, her hormones have since shown contradictory signs.
Breeding captive pandas is especially difficult, as males usually fight over females in the wild, and this seems to be essential in building up the male's libido.
Moreover, female pandas only ovulate once every 12 months. This means that there's only a 36-hour window every year in which she can become pregnant.
Pandas have become endangered because of habitat loss in China due to more intensive farming.
Even though there are now extensive conservation efforts, their slow rate of breeding means populations grow incredibly slowly.
Thanks to Dominic Ford and Kate Lamble, and you can grab Quickfire Science as its own podcast from our website at nakedscientists.com/quickfirescience.
Panda goes into a bar and says, I'll have a beer. And the barman says, why the big pause?